Hare Krishna. Question from Pramila Mataji. Why does Arjuna say that he cannot control the mind, even if he can control the will, when we know that Arjuna had performed extreme austerities, had attained benediction from Shiva and other devatas, and he was also celebrated at Gudakesha. Now, he couldn't have done all this unless he had control over the mind. So, is it that Arjuna is saying this just so that the Bhagavad Gita can be spoken for us? Answer. Let's look first of all precisely at Arjuna's statement. He says, he gives a list of what are the problems, what are the problematic qualities of the mind. Chanchalam hi manah Krishna pramati balavadridham tasyaham nigraham manye vayor iva sudushkaram. So, tasyaham nigraham, that mind which is chanchala, restless, pramati, which is mad, intoxicated, balavad, extremely powerful, dridham, obstinate. So, after giving these four qualities of the mind, then he says that to control it, oh Krishna, I think, tasyaham nigraham manye vayor iva sudushkaram. It is as difficult as it is to control the wind. So now, vayor iva sudushkaram. So of course, sometimes while talking about expanding on this verse, sometimes it is said that Arjuna could control the wind. But he still said that he could not control the mind. Now, he could control the wind in the sense that he could sometimes call the Vayavya Astra and other Astras which involve controlling the wind and channelizing the wind for one's own purposes. But there is also incidents when the Pandavas are in the forest, when storms come. And it is not that Arjuna or the other Pandavas at that time start using their Astras to stop the storms. No, at that time they take shelter. So when there are rains, the Pandavas stay in some cave or they build some cottage for themselves or find some shelter. So the point is that it is not that Arjuna was at any time and every time just wantonly controlling the wind. And certainly he had control over the mind. So the context of that verse is that Arjuna is pointing out the difficulty, even the impossibility of controlling the mind as it is required for the process of Ashtanga Yoga. So, if we look at the verse previous to this, so this is 6.34 and 6.33, Arjuna is telling that Krishna, the process that you have told him, Chanchalatva Sitim Siram, he says that Samyena Madhusudana Etasyaham Napashyami Yoyam Yogasvaya Prokta. The process of yoga that you have taught, it centers on Samya. And that Samya to maintain towards everything and everyone, that is not practical because the mind is restless. So, there are different levels of mind control. And certainly, any person who wants to be a part of a civilized society needs to have a basic level of mind control. There can be, say, a student who has no mind control at all and is not able to concentrate even for 5 minutes or 10 minutes or half an hour and is not able to study at all. So that is a very less level of mind control. Then there are students who are able to study for several hours. But then they also may have some habits, some addictions or some idiosyncrasies because during those times their mind just pulls them here and there. So, now such people, often people who are addicts, sometimes we may think of addicts, say alcoholics or things like that as people who drink and fall unconscious on the street and talk in a inebriated way. No, but that's not necessarily the way. These people who are addicts may be at other times very normal and cultured in their behavior. But then, when their mind gets hooked onto that object, then they become almost like a different person. So, the point is that there are different levels of mind control. And when Arjuna is saying that I cannot control the mind, he is saying that specifically the way of Samya. Samya means looking at everyone equally, everyone and everything equally. So that is what is required for a person to become, to attain perfection through the process of Ashtanga Yoga. So Krishna has said earlier in that same chapter, in 6.9, he says that Surun Mitra Ryudasina Madhyastha Dvesha Bandhushu Sadhushva Pichapapeshu Samabuddhir Vishishyate. So Surun Mitra Ryudasina. So one who is a very affectionate friend, one who is a good friend, and one who is a enemy, one who is neutral. Look at all of them equally. So the acharyas explain over here that Arjuna says that, no, I can't see Duryodhana and Yudhishthira equally. Duryodhana is vicious, Yudhishthira is virtuous. It's not possible for me to see everyone equally. So that particular context has to be understood for understanding what Arjuna means. Arjuna has sense control, but the kind of samya, the utter equanimity towards everything and everyone that is required for the process of Ashtanga Yoga, that Arjuna is saying is not practical for me. And that level of mind control is not possible for me. Now, the verses of the Bhagavad Gita have a contextual meaning and also have a perennial meaning. Now, when we use it, we generally talk about how the mind is difficult to control, and often we may not talk of it in terms of Ashtanga Yoga. The principle which Arjuna is talking about the mind being difficult to control, that is a universal principle. And today, people face we face different challenges. Today, for example, when we talk about controlling the mind, we may not be talking about, say, practicing the process of Ashtanga Yoga and being equipoised towards everyone. But we were talking about controlling the mind enough so that we don't get distracted in the high-tech age of mass distraction, and we are able to focus on things. Nowadays, people have various kinds of attention deficiency disorders, and the capacity to control one's own mind is something which is rapidly being eroded by the many and powerful distractions that bombard us. So Arjuna, if we look at the Bhagavad Gita's verse in its context, and Arjuna is saying that the stringent level of mind control required for the practice of Ashtanga Yoga is as difficult as is controlling the mind, for even for him. Because even when he practiced some level of Ashtanga Yoga, not exactly Ashtanga Yoga, but he sat in a yogic posture and he meditated to propitiate the gods. At that time, it was not that he was thinking of Yudhishthira and Duryodhana equally. Rather, at that time, he was practicing, utilizing yogic meditational processes to satisfy the devatas, by which they would bless him with weapons with which he could eventually protect his brothers in case Duryodhana and the Kauravas tried to attack them again. So, even by doing that kind of austerity, he definitely required mind control. But that particular austerity did not require samya. Whereas that was for gaining some material perfection, material power. Whereas what Krishna was talking about was for attaining spiritual perfection through the process of yoga, one requires samya towards all people and all things. And Arjuna is saying that is not practical for me. Of course, at another level, we can say that the Bhagavad Gita was spoken for us, and Arjuna is taking the role of a conditioned soul and he is speaking for our benefit. Yes, that is true at a general level, but then that is not necessarily true for that specific argument. That we can say is true for the fact of how Arjuna got bewildered at the start of the Bhagavad Gita and how he came under illusion. So, usually speaking, if we want to go into the specifics of a scriptural context, of a scriptural statement, then we need to look at the context. But if you want to get a broad general understanding, then it is also true that, yes, Krishna was orchestrated by Arjuna. Sorry, Krishna orchestrated Arjuna so that through Arjuna's apparent illusions, Krishna could enlighten the whole world. That is the overall true principle for the whole speaking of the Bhagavad Gita. In this particular context, Arjuna is saying that he cannot control the mind the way it is required for the process of Ashtanga Yoga in terms of maintaining utter samya towards everyone and everything. Thank you. Hare Krishna.